Mr. Bicycle, you've arrived.
Yes, I'm ready. Here we go. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Goodbye, coffee.
Goodbye, coffee.
Hello beer. How you been?
I've been good. You know, of course, busy weekend coming in, and I get in this morning, and the cooler's on the fritz.
Ooh.
So.
Which one? I mean, is it a big one?
It's a big one. It's not the end of the world. I just have to fix it, you know. Always something in
compressor,
the world.
Compressor failure.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, man. It's the worst.
How do you like this? We got the
We got a little ice
ring. Ice
you know what?
Face.
You put ice in your beer, they call that a Polish cocktail. Cheers.
I know a lot of people that do that.
Oh, yeah.
Ah,
our good friend, Terry Cassidy, he passed away a few years ago, and we do a golf outing for him every year at Washera Country Club.
Okay.
And his drink was... the Milwaukee cocktail, which was a Miller Lite in a plastic cup full of ice.
Nice. That's
yeah.
not bad.
Yeah.
I can see that at Summerfest.
It's good on a hot day, you know?
Yeah. Do you ever put ice in beer? I mean, we just did a little sliver.
But no, I don't.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people that do that.
Yeah.
Though. Do you mix your... So let's say you have an Old Fashioned.
Yeah.
And I'm going to guess no on this because you don't put ice in beer. But I know a lot of people that'll have an Old Fashioned or a mixed drink or a martini on the rocks. And when they're done, they'll just take their beer and they'll dump it in and they'll drink it right out of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. No, I don't do that.
And I got a few friends. I got weird friends, apparently.
Well, we're all a little crazy.
Yeah, but that's just
differing degrees and
I guess.
Different perspectives.
I like a fresh ice, you know,
yeah.
frosty mug.
Yes, I'm with you.
Was you don't think any of the storms, we didn't have any power surges?
No,
or anything, nothing
no,
like that
no,
took it out?
No, all good.
Just happened.
It's just, you know, it's just that gosh darn humidity's rolling in.
No,
when those coolers, you get a little bit of ice on the condenser and then it freezes up and then you got an ice problem and then it doesn't drain and then you got a
Big problem. Is it under warranty?
No, it's not under warranty.
Oh, I wasn't going to ask.
Yeah.
Just passed, right?
Yeah.
That's why you're having one.
Yeah. That's what we signed up for, though, right? If it was easy, everybody would do it.
We're having issues with one of the station main automation computers and never ends.
So you were talking before we got on here about song selections for your radio stations.
Yeah.
And it's cool to see that you're so particular about it. How do you how do you do that?
Well, like right here, Brad from The Wave gave me a list that I just go through. And most of this is kind of 90s stuff, and we're trying to do a little more contemporary 90s.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Softer.
Sure.
So I just go through and pick and choose, and then I hand him the list, and then he goes to town on his program.
Speaking of 90s... this is kind of off topic, but have you seen the song or the movie Song Sung Blue?
The Neil Diamond one?
Yeah.
I have not yet.
Okay.
That's one I want to see.
So you were talking about the 90s. So I don't know if the movie is about this Milwaukee couple that did Neil Diamond covers. And it's not really a Neil Diamond biography. It's about this couple that lived in Milwaukee and they would play at Summerfest. And
really?
Yeah. It was awesome. Great movie. I'd recommend it to anybody. But... they performed, and this is a true story, they opened for Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam.
Wow.
I think at the rave. They didn't say in the movie, but it looked like it was probably the rave. And Eddie Vedder came on and did a song with them, which is just funny because they're singing Neil Diamond stuff, and then Eddie Vedder.
Here comes Eddie Vedder.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah, that would be a cool thing to see. How long is it?
It's, I don't know, a couple hours. It's not too bad.
Nice.
Yeah.
More of a documentary? Or
no,
is it a
it's
film.
Like a... Yeah, it's okay. It's got Kate Hudson from Almost Famous and Hugh Jackman from, you know, he's in Wolverine and then...
What year did that come out? I don't ever remember.
Just this year, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Nice.
Yeah.
So,
and I know you're a big Neil Diamond fan.
I love Neil
Diamond. Yeah, me too.
But, I have not... heard about that one.
Yeah, it's so good. Song Sung Blue.
I don't watch a lot of TV.
I don't watch a lot of movies either, but my wife's parents recommended this one. So.
Okay. Very nice.
Speaking of music, we got Bad Habits tonight down at the Village Green. They start at 7, which is, they're a great band. Have you seen them?
I have.
Yeah, they're all related.
Yep.
I think like they're brothers, sisters, cousins. They've been playing together for years. Like just, they're great. And then we have music, Big Shoes to Fill, P-H-I-L, because his name is Phil. They're a country duo. They're starting at our place at 5 o'clock. So you can pregame, get, you know.
Yeah, sure. A little, get your dancing shoes filled up.
Yeah, get your dancing shoes filled up. Come on down, you know, 4:30, 5 o'clock tonight. And then they're going to play till 8, and then you can mosey on down to the Village Green concert. And
how have the crowds been?
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cherry pie. Even with the rain last Friday,
yeah.
I drove past because we had music bingo last Friday. It was wild. So I drove past probably 8:30, 9 o'clock, and it was packed for cherry pie. So it was great.
And Rippin' Fest was last weekend. Rippin'
Fest.
And Brooklyn went down to that. They said it was a big turnout.
Yeah. I went down there, and Charlotte, you know, my youngest daughter, she's mm-hmm. 9, and she wanted to go on a ride together. And she wanted to do this spinny one, you know, which I went on one of those a few years ago.
Were you out the night before?
I got so sick. So I didn't want to do that. But, you know, she's wanting to, you know, your little girl wants to go on a ride. You got to do it. So they had this one. I don't remember what they called it, but you get put in like this little, like almost like a little train car, and then you go up and down, like it's like a 360 vertical, you know, like,
yeah, like a Ferris wheel motion.
Yes, Ferris wheel motion, but you're not spinning. So I thought maybe that would be better. Well, Charlie, she did not say one word the entire time,
just
until when's it gonna end, you know. And then I got off that thing, and it was so hot in there, and I, like, you know, I'm 6'5", not built for a ride like that. I got done, and I had to go back to work. I felt so sick still.
Just, did you try a blue-eyed blonde?
I actually did have a blue-eyed blonde just to snap out of it.
Oh, man. Yeah. Sunday's your boat cruise.
Sunday's the boat cruise.
The weather looks great.
Weather's looking great. Weather's looking great all weekend. So today, tomorrow, Sunday, you can still get your reservations at the Fin and Feather. We're mm-hmm. going on the showboat. I think the departure's at 1 o'clock sharp. Captain will ring the bell.
Sure.
And we'll be there out there till 4 o'clock, me and the Blue-Eyed Blonde. They got a country band coming up from Nashville. And then we have music actually tomorrow night too. So we have music tonight and tomorrow night. Double bubble at the brewery. Tomorrow night is Taylor J, 5 to 8.
Oh yeah,
so
that's our, right. Our video our guy, film yeah. guy, yeah.
Yeah, and he's great. He does a lot of '90s stuff. He does some country, some rock, good stuff.
Very cool. Polkas.
Polkas.
Yeah.
And then it's July 4th next week. What in the heck is going on here? Where did June go?
Cruising on by.
Yeah, it's cruising on by. We are just so everybody knows, we are closed for July 4th, Saturday. So regular hours Tuesday through Friday. I'll be here next Friday morning. And we have Lexi and Sam's band, Socks and Sandals, playing Friday night, 5 to 8.
On the third,
yeah. So lots of stuff going on.
Very cool.
And I would encourage you. I'm really excited for that cruise. Are you coming?
I got the grad party.
Oh, yeah, you got the grad party. Well,
so here's the thing. We're doing the sound system for it.
Oh, sure.
And I thought, okay, I'll drop it at their house because the last grad party for their other kid was at the house, and I'll just pick it up on Monday and sneak out.
Yeah.
They're having it at this event venue on the Fox River in Oshkosh.
Oh.
So I get to tear it down at 4 p.m.
Nice.
So I'm stuck.
Lucky you.
I know. Yeah. Otherwise, we'd probably cruise up to Winnicani on a Sunday, but... So,
oh, well, next time.
Next time.
Yeah.
Contact info, Dave.
748-5188. Cheers, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend.
You as well.